Are you ready to create a life you crave? Let's spin that doom loop of negativity into an upward success cycle and start living lucky.
Good morning.
I'm Jana.
I'm Jason.
And we are living lucky.
You are too.
Because you're here with us.
That's right.
We had an argument. A big old fat.
Agree to disagree.
Healthy. I will say it was a healthy.
It was.
Argument. And we want to talk about it because I think we had some aha moments after it was over as we were reflecting on it. And I think this could help anyone that is tuning in today.
And I feel like the resolution of the argument, I'm still having aha moments. Like I feel like they keep coming because there's now space for the insight.
For newness.
Yes.
For new and perspectives growth. And growth. Okay, yes. So there's so much here. But first, we have to just be real. Jason and I, as much as we love hanging out together and you are my best friend and blah, 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 I could go on and on forever.
I wish I could say the same.
Oh!
But you're so much more.
I almost punched him for everyone listening. On Friday, Jason and I went head to head on a couple things.
Yeah.
Head to head, toe to toe. And what started out as a disagreement.
It started out as a discussion.
And then it started.
And then I planted my feet, you planted your feet, and then it turned into a disagreement.
It went into. I was remembering things differently than he was remembering things. And we literally got to the point where we were pointing our fingers and letting it out. And there were a couple times where we both, you know, just dropped our head and we were like, you know what? I'm not even going to go there. We were trying to be adults for the longest time. And then at one point, I just said, let's get it out.
Yeah. And that dropping the head was, I'm planted where I am. I don't need to understand where you are because this is where I am. You've got to come here.
And it and also, the thing is, I think, was.
When we have such opposite viewpoints, neither one of us could go to where the other person was because our perspective was so different.
And I also think in that moment, the dropping of the heads was also a form of communicating, you know what? I can't win this argument.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to give up. I'm going to swim out to fuck it island.
That was my exact thought is there's no win here.
I'm down this road before.
I concede. I give up. I quit. And that's not a healthy spot.
So what I want to convey right now to anyone listening is we allowed ourselves the space and the respect to get out our feelings.
Yes.
And to let it out, extract every thought, every feeling, every disappointment, anything that was coming up, we allowed the other person to really get it out.
And the thing was, is there was a pause. I remember distinctly this pause of, hey, we're in this together. Let's take it to the finish line and let's get to the bottom of this. So it was a pause to breathe, relax, realize, to come back together again and say, yes, we are on the same team. We do have the same outcome that we want, which is resolution and,
I'm so
and
glad
love and
this
kindness.
Up.
And now let's just go through the plays, how we saw the plays being run and how we were affected by the plays without judgment, without anything else, and without taking offense to how the other person perceived it.
Because there's validity there. We each are seeing the world in a different way. I wouldn't want it any other way. I want you to be you, and I want to understand. We started coming at it with curiosity.
And more love, because I will tell you, when we when it first turned from discussion to disagreement, I kicked love in the butt and kicked it right out the door.
There was a little venom there.
And I never don't love you. But in the moment, I had let go of the lens of love.
I will say, though, okay, so what we're trying to say is we allowed ourselves to get it off our shoulders, get it out, let it go. You know that song, Let It Go,
Let It Go.
We allowed ourselves to really just unleash. So we weren't trying to be a facade. We weren't trying to please the other person. We often have that problem where we try to show up and say what we think the other person wants us to say.
And we absolutely were not trying to hurt the other person.
And that's one point I want to make is I understood, you know, I know you said a minute ago that you let go of love, but I think that the intention, the underlying intention was always love.
Yeah. It felt though that I was not speaking lovingly because I also felt that through the lens of hurt, I wasn't being spoken to lovingly. And that's not the case because both of us know we are on the same team and we both know what we're creating and what we have created. And so it's like there's no reason to get out of that. But sometimes in the moment when you're reacting instead of responding, you start pushing to your agenda and it's not the agenda. It's the agenda of I'm hurt. This is what hurt me, and that's it.
Like okay, I want to make this valuable for other people instead of just us working through our own argument here. What I want to say, though, is that we allowed ourselves to get the energy out.
Yes.
And then we realized in the middle of the argument, you know what? We're on the same team, and we actually transmuted that energy in the middle and we started fighting for the relationship.
There's when you think about blowing off steam is energy and that's emotional energy inside your body. And if you can use that energy to combat each other or you can use it to collaborate with each other. And that's, I feel like there was a definite shift where we started collaborating.
We both
and we
did.
Transmuted that energy to, hey, let's remember that we're going to the same end zone. Let's get through and get it all out.
Here's the thing. When one person starts to come to the middle or starts to say, you know what, we're fighting on the same team. I'm not sure why our magnets have flipped and we're
resisting each other.
We're resisting the other person's truth because ultimately we are on the same team fighting for the same goal.
Yes.
And all of a sudden that energy started fighting for, well, I'm not leaving. We're going to get this out because we are meant to be extraordinary.
Right. We got into this relationship as an extraordinary individual. So we're an extraordinary couple and we're building an extraordinary life.
And all of a sudden this tone that we were using, it was like we were saying affirmations out in the universe, and we were saying it with such passion.
From a disempowering conversation to an empowering conversation, which also allowed us to continue to get it all out. Like I think one of the tools, if we're going to throw the tools out on the playground or the toys out on the playground to play around with this, is if you have these thoughts inside and you don't have a healthy communication system, get them out on paper. Like get them out of your head, whether you're speaking them out in a closet, like a prayer room, or if you're just writing them out on paper, and that allows you to actually organize them and then start dissecting, are these true? Are they always true? Is this a story that I'm telling myself? And
I think the main point is to get it out.
Yeah.
And once we got it out, we had a visceral breakthrough. Literally, we hit this breakthrough. Now, I know we're already 10 minutes and 44 seconds in, so I want to make one more point before I move on, is after we had this breakthrough And actually, by the end of the argument, we were laughing and we were
hugging, kissing, crying.
And we were feeling almost invincible.
Yes.
We were feeling unstoppable.
Let's go conquer the world.
Yes. And it felt like a release of some, you know, like when you're having sex and you have that
release,
that ejaculation, it was almost a release of some sort. It's when you pop the zit and you really get in there and it hits the mirror.
Oh, yeah,
you know what
that's
I'm saying?
Stuff.
It's the release. And then what I want to tell everybody is there was an exhaustion
period. Yeah.
That overcame both of us. It was like we needed
just like sex.
We needed to get those feelings out of our bodies. And then, I mean, Jason went to bed and I literally went in and I was like, are you okay? Do I need to call the doctor?
Yeah, I'm just exhausted.
And you were like, physically... I am just done.
And the thing about that is, I think, is we got it all out. And that, and when we talk about building up steam or blowing off steam, that energy, we transmuted it, we used it, we got the insight. And even though I wanted to like go conquer the world, mm-hmm. there's that latency period where you just expended all your energy. So I'm not holding on to anything from it. Like it's like there's no residual effect of anything in the argument. It's all positive and going forward from here.
Yes.
And so all my energy had just been released and it was okay. Like it was healthy. It gave me the insight and then I just needed to go rest in it.
Okay. So what I want to wrap this up with, tie it in a little button, is that how many times do you hold on to those emotions? And sometimes for years, sometimes for decades, we are letting those little things build up inside us and we don't say anything because nobody, I mean, Jason hates conflict.
Yeah.
You hate conflict. And that's one reason why we rarely have an argument to this extent. However, I would say it was probably one of the best things that have happened.
That it was a super healthy exchange because we had the tools. And because we have a very robust and comprehensive way of communicating with each other.
And I also
let go
feel,
of a lot of that at the beginning. I will say that was me.
I also feel like we created space within our souls to now start dreaming, scheming, and look at new possibilities.
Creating together, co-creating. That's what we talk about all the time. Is what do we want? And what we wanted in the moment was to both be heard, both be seen, both be validated. And we were each holding back a little bit there.
So I guess what I really want to get across is that sometimes a purge is good. Whether it's, you know, you're throwing out your old clothes in your closet.
When both people are ready for it.
So, it has to be under the right circumstances. And I will say, oh, great. I will say that we have the tools to turn it around in the middle. So it didn't turn into even, you know, weeks or months of fighting. It actually was done in probably a 10-minute period.
So 10 minutes, yeah.
However, it was a 10 minutes of intense, really going deep and really letting it out. And I can't express enough how great that ended up being, because I feel like we both catapulted to new heights.
Yeah. One of the metaphors I often give when people hold on to things is the building of the wall with the bricks. Mm-hmm. And purging on someone when they're not ready to purge is kind of like dumping that wall on them. When we came together and we both recognized, hey, this is where we're resisting each other, this is where we're missing the connection, we both came and we allowed that space to gather our thoughts and just get it out. And I don't want to say we built a wall, because we built connection is what we did. But if you imagine it like a built wall, we put them together so that we could elevate ourselves. And we basically worked on chipping that down to where we could just have a very open and honest discussion. This is my perspective. This is your perspective. Where are we on this? And how do we get to that finish line together in the most powerful way and score the most points?
I love it. Let it go. Let it go. Sometimes we just need to tell it like it is.
And get it out.
Get it out. Don't carry it around, especially once it goes past a week, then it becomes a funk, right?
Yeah.
I mean, something happens and you get in a mood. And then after a week or two, then you're in a funk. And then next thing you know, we're holding on to things for years.
Then you're just in a slump of life.
And it becomes part of our personality. So I think letting it go in a healthy manner it's really beneficial for all parties involved.
Yes, keep living lucky.
All right, thanks for joining us. Bye-bye. If the idea of living lucky appeals to you, visit us at startlivinglucky.com.